It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN.
And it's a Monday, and not just any Monday.
Sporting superstar Sammy Lemmy Ding Dong Paniatovich is standing by at Wrigley Field in the north side of Chicago. That's where it is. Tonight it's opening night. I have the Cubs have never opened at night before, to my recollection.
I don't remember it either.
And I've been alive since they had the lights. I remember every single game since they had the lights. They've never opened at night.
And the entire series is opening at night. All three games this week starting at 7 o'clock, which seems odd.
Now, Sammy,
standing next to a loudspeaker of some sort, really close to the speakers.
Sammy, where are you now?
There's nowhere to hide from this sound. I've been walking around scanning the joint for a half an hour. There's nowhere to hide. You can't escape that sound.
What is it?
It's the video board blasting music at levels that are going to make Tom Tunney's hair fall out.
Doesn't have a long way to go.
That is an excellent point. And you don't want him mad. You just do not want him mad.
No. Oh boy!
All right, so
trouble.
They're practicing. They're just they figured that all the bodies in there will absorb the sound. That's what'll happen. All right, so they're all talking about how great this clubhouse is going to be. Oh, it's going to be so big. It's going to be so great. Oh, it's going to be so great. And I don't know why we care about the clubhouse so much. I mean, I'm happy that the players have a nice place. This looks like it's going to be a great team. I want them to feel comfortable. But why? What are they? Are they minting? Are they digging for gold down there? What are they doing?
Let me put it this way. Last season, for Joe Maddon to get from his very small office that was covered in like a wet-covered, rainy, dirty tarp, he then walked through a hallway where he had to bend over so he wouldn't clonk his head on a piece of metal. Then he sat in this dungeon where there was dirt and more fertilizer, and it was just ugly. Now you walk down these concrete steps across the street into this row. It looks like it's out of Star Wars. There's like the center console in the middle, which has couches and chairs, and then there's all these TV screens. It's kind of built like a donut. You used to do those broadcasts at the Horseshoe. Remember the bar where like the bar is in the middle and there's purple around?
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that by 20. That's how big this lounge is for the players. And then there's probably 35-40 more percent that we can't even see, with jacuzzis and papa shots and air hockey tables. And I mean, it's just night and day. In fact, Ben Zobrist, new Cubs infielder, said this is probably the biggest discrepancy in the major leagues, where the home clubhouse is a 10 and the road clubhouse is a -7.
Is it? They didn't touch the road clubhouse, right?
Not yet.
Now, that's really funny. Remember, remember how Ozzie Guillen, we should call Skilling and find out if this is actually some sort of a wind front that we should be worried about.
The Rats used to run through?
Yes.
If you're doing a session, the Rats would run through.
Ozzie complained that it was rat infested and awful. And
called it a dump.
Yeah. And so now look what's going on. Yeah, that's going to be very good.
Sam, how long is that walk from the dugout to the new clubhouse? I don't think it's a major downside, but they said it's about equivalent to a walk around the bases. Does it feel long, or is it not a major deal?
Yeah, I think it's about 360 feet. I didn't do it foot by foot, but that sounds about right. And the cool thing about it, Kev, is that when you walk through, you see all these framed pictures of former Cubs. And the last image before the Cubs walk into their clubhouse, they are smiling to the gills, big, bright, white smiles. It's young Ernie Banks and young Ron Santo just beaming from ear to ear. And that's the last thing that the Cub players see when they walk into their own clubhouse. So it's kind of like a walk down memory lane once you get down the two flights of stairs. But as you do, there's a museum feel to it. In fact, there was a display called Cubs Today, which Jake Arrieta's mustache onesie was framed and inside the case. So it's just about paying homage to the team and the past tradition.
That is awesome, isn't it?
They got Hack Wilson staring there, and if they could talk like a Ben Stiller movie, if the paintings could talk, it would basically be, my God, why are all these black people here?
Oh, it's kind of nonsense.
He is a picture of Hack Wilson too. He's got a big old chew in.
Yeah, I bet he does. And then Hack Wilson, whoa, what the hell's going on here? What happened? Who freed the slaves?
There's a Harry Carey statue, too. Have you seen that one? I haven't.
They're all back in. Yeah, Harry Carey statue, Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, they're all back in play. And they have along the facade, left field Waveland, along Waveland Avenue, they have like these framed pictures of all these other former veterans. So it's a tradition.
Let me ask you a question. Did they move the Cubs dugout to the first base line?
No, it's still
it's under where the old parking lot used to be, across from the McDonald's. It's on, still there, part of land, but
that's where the clubhouse is.
When you were a kid, you used to be able to walk from behind the marquee, and you used to be able to hug the left field part of the stadium. You can't do that anymore because you're now being pushed out by a new plaza plan, and then there's also that five-story office building that's going up. So you kind of got to go around, you know, your foot to get to your elbow. But I mean, that's the way it goes. You feel safer, you really do. I mean, let's not forget about the metal detectors too. And I mean, they patted me down like, you know, I was flying out of the country. But
well,
I mean, that's what it is. That's what you have to do.
Well, they know.
So, Sam, did you have a chance to walk the rest of the park? Because I know the bullpens, right, are moved to underneath the bleachers now. The famous bullpens that were just outside of the foul lines were now planned to being moved underneath the bleachers, correct? Are those finished?
No, that's another part of the process. They still have both bullpens,
down the
one
line,
in left, one in right, in foul territory. But eventually, yeah, I think you're right. They're going to go underneath the outfield bleachers, one in left and one in right. But let's not forget, everybody, I mean, this plan, this renovation process won't be complete until 2019. Then the hotel's going to go up across the street. I mean, oh, my God, they were lighting candles for the McDonald's. I forgot to tell you that. Like, oh, my God, the McDonald's is gone. It's a McDonald's. I don't understand. There are people like, you know,
what's
really
so weird to see that,
dude.
Well,
I got
it's just been there forever.
That was an emergency pee stop for, you know, generations of men and women.
It saved you.
Yeah,
there's a lot of occasions.
There's only a few other McDonald's in the city. I'm sure people will be able to manage. But Sam, one more thing. Kyle Schwarber's home run ball from the one up on the video board was placed back on top of the board recently. Also, Schwarber was seen heading into Wrigley today on crutches, of course, after that collision last week that ended his season. Is there plans to still introduce him with the rest of the team in the pregame ceremonies?
I would believe that they will. I don't know if he's going to be on crutches on the field. Maybe they'll show him, because remember, they have a video board now, so they can show him sitting in a box or a suite or whatever. I'm sure they will make him a part of the celebration, but I don't know per se if he's going to be laboring around on the field. I'm sure you want to keep him as cozy as possible, maybe kick the foot up under a pillow and make sure that he's still healed, because he hasn't had surgery yet, remember. And, you know, you hope the best for Kyle Schwarber. In fact, Madden talked about that today. He said, we're all about him. Whatever's going to help him long term is what's best for this team and what's best for me.
How does that marquee look, Sammy?
It looks good. And actually, I'm looking at the inside, looking out right now, and they have the old school, like the green marquee is on the back. So I could see the green from inside the park, and then, of course, the bright red looking at the park from the outside. But it's back up, and they're making – it's so funny, Anna, because this place is so old. You know, at the same time, there's so much new stuff.
Mm-hmm. So are the
it's like a contrast.
Like lots of new concrete and you know, all the new steel and everything. It's crazy because it's so old, but at the same time, it's a shiny new quarter.
Is it is the concourse better?
It is better, but with winning and with the you know, championship culture that they're trying to create, this place is going to be packed no matter what. So,
but are there food choices? I mean, are there more stands? Are there more places for somebody to get a beer? I mean, what's going on with that?
Are there signs of more women's bathrooms?
More vendors, more bathrooms. Actually, there's a porta potty on top of a plaque that says Jack Brickhouse, which I thought was very, very weird.
It's in poor taste. That man's got a walk of fame.
Where are you? I'm at the brick house. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I see what you're doing there. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
I'm not making this up. I'll send a picture. But to answer your question, more vendors, more stands, more beer, more food, more onions, more sauerkraut, more everything. Everybody gets what they want.
Great.
Right. That's right. Because they know they have to appeal to millennials. All right. Thank you so much, Sammy. It was great. That great work out there.
Take care, everybody.
All right. There he goes. From a windstorm. That's he's going to see
strange.
Skilling out there. Skilling can't be on the program with us tonight because he's got to stay out there for Channel 9 and act interested.
Well, he'll be interested. Are you kidding? He gets enthusiastic
so.
About everything.
Skilling
even coming on this show.
Plenty of FaceTime at U.S. Cellular Field for Skilling. Recently, have you seen the tarp they roll out on the infield at U.S. Cellular Field?
Is it Skilling's head?
It's Skilling's head. It says Skilling said it would, and we've seen plenty of that being rolled out.
Is that really true?
It says Skilling said it would. It says WGN weather and then a Sox logo, but they had to use that at the home opener with snowfall. There's rain, so plenty of Skilling's face at U.S. Cellular.
Are they doing that?
That's awesome.
At Wrigley too? I wonder.
I don't know. Normally, it's such a big sponsorship opportunity. In the past, everybody's. Each year seemed to have different sponsors on the tarp. But this year at the Cell, it's been a lot of Skilling.
Maybe Tribune.
WGN weather.
Yeah, I think that's the most awesome.
Yeah,
most awesome. Wow, it's great.
That is great.
It's all great. This is all fun.
Did you see the Ricketts family picked up another rooftop, now owning or controlling 10 of 16 of the rooftop buildings? It's pretty much going to be an extension of Wrigley pretty soon.
Yes, they bought Atlantic Avenue, and that's exactly what just happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just still waiting. They still haven't gotten Park Place and Boardwalk, but they're
this close.
They're well on their way. Yeah.
They don't need the $200 when they pass go.
No.
We know that.
No, they're doing just fine.
Tonight again, by the way, John Lester makes his second start of the season. 101st Wrigley opener tonight.
And I guess there has been a night game opener. Was it last year or something? Someone's telling us.
Oh, they had a Sunday night. That's right. Mm-hmm. They had a Sunday night opener. They have not had a weekday night opener. Ever. Remember they played, it was St. Louis.
St. Louis was
ESPN
Sunday
game.
Sunday night baseball.
So,
correct.
Yes, that would be correct. But my point, like the Monday opening day,
right,
which has been a tradition, my whole stinking life, because they haven't won a single World Series in mine, or my dad's, or I'm not even sure my grandfather's. I gotta check. I think on one side, it doesn't even count for one of my grandfather's.
Mm-hmm. My great aunt Mary is 98 years old, still never seen it.
Right.
You know, it will be cool tonight if Schwarber does come out in the pregame ceremonies, because the crowd will just erupt if they introduce Kyle Schwarber.
Don't you think the crowd is just going to be insane?
They're
going to
go insane,
tonight,
but if
no
they
matter what,
yes, it's going to be an electric crowd at Wrigley, no question. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember an opener fans this excited for an opener in a long time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you're off to a 5-1 start. Everything that we had talked about in the offseason has basically come true after the first week. Big time offense. You're getting it from everybody, including Jake Arrieta, who can do no wrong.
Yeah, hit a 500 foot home run, right? 492 or something?
It's an absolute bomb. So everything clicking. Obviously, the one major setback, Kyle Schwarber out for the season. But other than that, everything we talked about with this team is so far been true. 42 runs through the first six games, five of six. I mean, they have John Lackey had sort of an off start to in his debut, but the offense ends up putting up 14 runs in that start, so it doesn't even matter.
It's their murderer's row. And even their murderer's row now, I mean, it doesn't matter because you're going to put Soler in, you're going to put, you've got guys to, there's a way to rotate and maneuver the lineup that it's also going to just drive other managers insane.
Yeah, and nobody does it better than Joe Maddon. I mean, he obsesses over the lineups, over matchups. He looks at numbers. He goes off of feel. He's a little bit of a guy who will take some of the saber metrics, but also a gut feel kind of guy, mm-hmm, who's been around the game for a while. So he obsesses over the lineup. He'll show up to the park hours before and just stare at that lineup and kind of move players around and shuffle things around and look at prior matchups. So he has a lot of fun with it. We've already seen that Ben Zobrist battering. We've seen him bat fifth, leadoff, and third already.
He's having a great season. I mean, everybody's having fun. The fans are having fun. The players are having fun. Maddon seems like he's always having fun.
He does. And he seems like he's making fun happen for the players, too. You know, his Try Not to Suck t-shirt now on sale in Wrigleyville at Clark Street Sports. I want everyone to know.
So funny.
Spot on.
Try Not to Suck. I mean, they should have been wearing that for 108 years. Even though during the
there were some years it might have been really sad.
I think, right. During the Roosevelt administration, people wouldn't have fully understood it. Try not to suck what, bully?